Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 119 of Ninjas and Super Spies. We're on to the positive chi skills. These are specific chi applications that your chi master can use. One of them is chiatsu, which allows you to heal chi or hit points in SDC if a knight is too long to wait to recover to full health from all the abuse you've taken over the course of the day. Then there's dragon chi, which allows you to draw chi from people and places around you. Once again, waterfalls are high on the list of places you want to fight if you're a chi master. Every turn, you can get like 9 points of chi from a waterfall, beachfront, or volcano, which is actually a nice little genre touch that if you are an enlightened soul, you really want to beat people up in cool surroundings, and it just makes you a lot more effective. Dragon chi is a cool and genre-savvy idea that only becomes deadly when combined with the third chi power on this page, and the dumbest thing on this page, body chi, or kokyu. Quote, this is the ability to focus chi to directly influence the character's body. Attributes. Chi is directed into either ME, MA, PS, PP, or speed. Each point of chi adds 5 points directly to the attribute for one full melee round. You can add as much to your attributes as you want with chi. You can add to multiple attributes at the same time with chi. And with dragon chi, you can get a shitload of chi, which means you can get a shitload of attribute points. If you are a chi master, let's say a master of Aikido, and some poor asshole agrees to duel you at a waterfall, you can add 45 points to your attributes every round without spending a point of your own chi. There's nothing waterfalls can't do. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be able to run 40 miles an hour? You can do it at a waterfall. How about lifting 3,000 pounds? Just go to a waterfall. I mean, Aikido is a pacifistic art, but you're not going to need combat moves when you can simply drop a truck on your foe because he didn't know that you go fucking Super Saiyan in the presence of poignant nature scenes. You can add these points to your mental affinity too, which means you can give yourself a 98% chance to frighten or charm anyone. Have you ever wanted to seduce somebody by taking her to a waterfall, just like Robin Hood did in the Disney movie Robin Hood, but it doesn't work for you because you're not a sexy fox, you're just a hideous human being? Well, now you can, because if you can get a lady to come with you to the waterfall, you can use dragon chi to pump your MA up. Now you've got a 98% chance of charming the pants off of that sexy fox lady, I mean human lady. There are a variety of tricks to pump up the chi that's available to you from your surroundings, and body chi just allows you to buy attributes at too good an exchange rate. In the hands of a casual player who doesn't understand how chi works, this might be fine. But in the hands of a real power gamer, like particularly in a Rifts environment, which, you know, as we've talked about, all Palladium campaigns converge upon Rifts, this is going to get nuts. Forget invisible chi lasers. You want to be able to hurl boulders and outrun automobiles. And the fact that this game encourages you to do that, albeit only in picturesque locations, is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time for yet more chi tricks on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.